T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, news anchor Sharon Reed, CBS 46, and also Peachtree TV, announced yesterday on live television that she is leaving those networks. She is leaving the Meredith Corporation and has some exciting future prospects. Let's play some of that in her own words.
Leave my role here at the television station. It'll happen at the end of next month. I've loved doing this job for the past 4 years. I hope you can see my passion every single day. This was no easy decision. It's something I've been thinking about for a while now. And timing, that's important in this industry. In the last few months, interesting opportunities, they've come up. And full transparency, I am excited to explore them. But I'm also so grateful to CBS 46 and the Meredith Corporation for being so understanding and supportive of my decision. And I'm especially grateful to so many of you. It feels good to be welcomed into your homes each and every night. I hope our connection continues, and soon I'll be more transparent about what's next. We're right back.
She says she'll be more transparent soon. I don't know if soon is today. In the in the studio, I have Sharon Reed, my friend and colleague.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon. I'm so going to miss you on CBS 46. How are you?
I'm good, Rashad. You are my friend. I don't know why you put up with me. I'm so scattered all the time. I should have been here
it's
long
cool.
time ago.
You're here. You're here.
I appreciate
you. Got
you
a lot going
much.
On today, and I appreciate you. We are friends. And I'm thankful that you saw it worthy to come here and share with us a little bit. I know you're kind of,
you're the realest man in radio. I mean, where else would I go?
Well, that's what I say. That's what I'd be thinking. So, Sharon, you made this announcement yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was a planning process, so you knew it was coming up.
Yeah.
Tell us about your feelings right now. You've made the announcement. There's an outpouring of support and love. My social media pages are just like, wow.
Aww.
We're going to miss Sharon, and people can call in and give us your well wishes as well. But, Sharon, how do you feel?
You know, in anticipation of it, Rashad, I guess the day after, some relief. But, you know me, it's about the work.
Yeah.
So I'm apprehensive about that. I still have weeks to go on CBS 46. We're in the middle of ratings period, our sweeps period that started yesterday. And my last day will be May 22nd. So I just want to keep my eye on the ball and do that. But at the same time, you know, I was reading some of the comments on my own pages. And I do think it's important to be grateful and thankful, because I love Atlanta. I love the people who reach out to me. I think it's proof when you take a risk and just be real, just be yourself. People don't want us to be perfect. You and I have talked about that. They just want us to be real. And people say, yeah, you resonated with us. And I think it's important to kind of smell the roses sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if now's the time for that, but relieved, excited, and I just want to keep my head down, because you know how I feel. You know, I'm just a news lady, you know.
You're way more than that, Sharon.
You know, who happens to work in the public eye. I try to always remember that we cover stars, but we're just everyday people who are covering real stories in this community, and that I take to heart is so important to me.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself going from here?
Professionally, personally?
All of it.
Let's start with personal. You know, my beautiful Ava Christine is like everything
Remarkable
to me.
Daughter.
I love her so much. And she's kind of coming into her own, 7 and a half now. And
with us, a whole lot of personality.
It's going on 16. So she is a focus and a priority for me, but I'm a working single mother. And for a very short period when she was just born, I struggled with that. You know, I was never going to stop working. I can't afford to stop working. But at the same time, I felt like, you know, that guilt thing. And sometimes it's put upon you by others, you know, with their own agendas. But I got some good advice from, you know, a representative of mine. And she said, you know, you work hard and you achieve. And I can't think of a better example for your daughter. And ever since she told me that, very trusted, you know, advisor and then became friend, I really took it to heart. You know, Ava is going to have a mother who's not perfect, but who shows her that it's okay to follow your dreams, stay authentic, be truthful to yourself, your family, your friends, and just go for it. And I'm unapologetic about that. I will always work.
Yeah, you will. And you are a real mother. And I want to tell a personal story. I'm sure you don't mind me telling you.
No, Rashad, okay. You know what to say and not to say. Of course, I don't know if there's anything I tell you not to say. Go for it.
Yeah. So I remember when I realized that you were like a mother. Like you mama.
Mm.
That's who you are first. And there are a lot of professional women I work with. And they are sometimes, they are what they are professionally first. And then a mother is a close second. But you are mama first. And I remember when you broke your arm. Can I tell that story?
Sure.
And your daughter did not want to leave your side.
Mm-hmm.
She did not care about sitting in an emergency room. She didn't care what it was.
Yeah.
She did not want to leave her mama's side.
You'll make me cry.
Right?
Yeah.
And that had to touch you because you made arrangements for her to stay with a friend. No, damn the friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying with mama. Mama's hurt.
Yeah.
And I saw a dynamic there. I said, wow, that happens when mama pours inside of her daughter.
We're very close.
Very close.
Very, very close. And I don't know if we have a traditional relationship because, you know, the hours I work, the job that I do, but you know, I try to meet my daughter, too, where she is. She's always been precocious, very much an intellect, you know,
yes,
in her own way. She surprises me every day. And, you know, my mother used to say, I can't wait till you have one, you know, because I would give it to my mother. I was different. You know, my sister's straight arrow. I was just different. And, boy, I'm grateful to God. God's given it to me, though, Rashad. I think.
But you roll with it.
Yeah, because I want her to be who she's supposed to be. As long as she's a good person.
Right.
You don't go around hurting people.
Right.
I'll support her, you know. And I, maybe this is wrong, but I will instill in her, and I hope it's inherent, whatever you're going to do, you need to be the best.
Yeah.
Just strive for it.
Yeah.
Because I'll never stop, you know, striving for that.
And she sees that example every day. We got more on the other side. 404-892-2703 if you have a comment for Sharon Reed. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703. Still in the studio with Sharon Reed, news anchor, CBS 46 News, CBS 46 and Peachtree TV. She just announced yesterday that she is leaving the network. So, Sharon, you talked about your personal stuff. Obviously, you're going to spend more time with your daughter. But you said in your statement, you got some projects that need your full attention. So obviously there's something there.
And I hope it's a couple things. You know, and I'm not trying to be coy. It's just that I've wanted some things in this business, Rashad. You know, I'm a creature of news that'll never change. It
right.
will not change. I like real people, real stories. Mm-hmm. But I like other things, too. And when and where I can incorporate all of it. You know, my interest, my dreams. I do think it's time to pivot. And I also think that if you don't believe in yourself and decide now's the time and really go for it, who else is going to believe in you? It's almost criminal to ask other people to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself.
That's right. Yeah. And people can see that. People can notice if you do not have confidence in yourself.
They pick up on it for sure.
Quickly. What has being in this market for 4 years meant to you? A lot of people are telling me, wow, she was only here 4 years because you made such a mark. So
it feels like longer.
Right.
You know, Atlanta, in full transparency, Atlanta's a place I always wanted to get to. I visited here. I dated, you know, somebody here years ago. But this city is special. It's magical. I've lived in a lot of cities. This one felt like home immediately. Like,
wow.
Finally a place I could stay. Like, people sometimes ask me, how come you're not married?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm be honest.
Yeah, they
with
ask
you.
Me that about you it. All the time.
Is she gay? Is she that? You know, and I don't even answer that because is there something wrong with that? But the reason I'm not married is because I haven't found that forever. Mm. You know, as a woman, you go on a date with somebody. Let's say I don't really date that much, but there's that instant connection where I just know. And I may have dated some men, you know, but I knew in the very beginning, I don't see forever with you.
Not the one.
Not you. So, and I'm not willing to compromise.
Right.
So I'm, you know, some of my friends speculate that as soon as, you know, I fall for somebody, they fall for me, I pivot and I'm on to the next because it's something internal. And there may be something to that, but I don't think so. I am the marrying kind, believe it or not. I'm domestic and
you are very traditional.
I love that. Love that traditional stuff. And my daughter asks me every day, you know, can I have a brother and sister? You know, we may have to finagle something there, but it has to be right. And I suspect that's my personality. You know, I don't want to compromise certain things. I just think you can't compromise on. They matter. I feel like that with a lot of the news stories. Mm-hmm. I can't say that.
But you
that's
live
not
your
true.
You live your personal life like you live your professional life. You are thorough. You do not compromise and you have principle. And because of that, you will always really mm-hmm. weed out those who simply do not mean you well or those that you cannot connect with. And that's fine because you won't settle. Mm-hmm. And once again, you're setting a dynamic example for young Ava.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that a lot. You know, for example, I remember when somebody started that rumor, you know,
LeBron James.
Yeah.
That was a great rumor. Mm. If you're going to have a rumor.
It was so detailed. I would have read it and believed it.
Like some dude was like going on Steve Harvey's show to talk. It was really crazy. Yeah.
And at the time, first I was horrified and upset. And that maybe lasted for a day or two. Mm-hmm. And then I was ticked off. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not going to answer anybody's questions. How dare you?
Yeah.
I don't owe you any explanation. I don't know him, but I wasn't even willing to say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I wasn't even going to give you the satisfaction of that. And, you know, it dawned on me. And then I went through this period where I thought, and I was talking to my agent about it. He's setting up stuff for me to go out again. And I'd say, oh, well, what if they think that's true? And then one day it just hit me. If you believe that's true, I certainly want to know that too. I don't want to work for you anyway.
Right.
I see how this is going to go.
Yeah.
If that's all it takes, we're not meant to be together. Mm-hmm. Same thing for a man. You know, quite frankly, I don't know him. He is not my baby daddy. Mm-hmm. But what if he was? What if I did have something going on? Who are you to even judge me?
Right.
That's the way I would feel about it. Again, in case you just tuned in, it's not true. But I feel the same way about the right professional relationship.
Sure.
It has to be right and real to realize beautiful gifts. It just has to.
It does. Let me read some of the comments. Judy says, I truly love Sharon Reed and will miss getting my news updates from her mm-hmm. professional on-point work. We have another listener, a medical doctor, and says, hey,
single?
Please.
Is he single?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute, Dr. V. Dr. V.
Sorry, Dr. V.
You may have found one. Dr. V comes to a lot of our events. Dr. V says, please let Sharon know that all I need is one date.
Oh, he is single.
That's his exact, I didn't make that up. That's his exact comment.
I think I like a doctor, Rashad. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. I don't know about Dr. V, though.
Okay, well, you know, I go through you. You vet everybody.
Now, Dr. V,
I go through you.
Yeah, you do. And we have a lot of discussion. Dr. V is a good guy. And probably Dr. V will be with us because we're at Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar May 12th on Mother's Day.
Well, you say chicken, I'm there.
Chicken. And they're going to have a lot of great soul food for Soulful Sundays. So we'll have
Lord.
More information about that. But Sharon Reed will be with me. And I think Ava will be with us,
mm-hmm,
right?
Ava,
so she'll bless us.
My parents.
Parents will be there. Parents are delightful. Okay. We got a call. We don't have much time. We'll go to Rusty in Atlanta.
Boy, I tell you, we're taking a double dose of loss over at CBS.
Rusty, what's going on?
Well, I want to say this and be as important as possible, Miss Reed. First of all, whatever stratosphere, troposphere, hemisphere, or atmosphere that you'll be occupying, I know you'll go straight to the top. The way you've carried it, it's been the most classy and highly refined method of how a person or an example or a witness of how somebody should carry it.
Wow.
Wow. Now I want to marry Rusty.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty.
My goodness.
I'm not shooting. I've already told you, Rashad, I spend my time down in Florida now.
Yes.
A lot of time. And he knows what I'm inferring. But this yesterday was bad. I take my iPad with me.
Okay.
And that's how I access my news. And this is a big blow to the marketplace.
Wow. Well,
I
Rusty.
I appreciate you.
That's great, great insight. And I appreciate your call, Rusty. Thank you.
I appreciate
you. All right. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great.
Yeah.
A little uneasy. I had an event, Women of Excellence, last night. Thanks to my friend Hiram Jackson. It was a great event celebrating just wonderful people, wonderful women who are doing it big in this city. And I looked on that stage and I thought, there goes 2020. Because you know we got to carry the load. Black women are just doing it. But it does make me feel good, Rashad. I don't want people to think it's a funeral. And I don't want people to jump to conclusions. I told you, I love Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We want you to stay. You know that.
I love Atlanta. This will always, you know, be a city that does it for me. I think everything is right here. Everything I need.
Yeah. All right.
And my daughter.
That's right. Sharon? Our friendship will continue. I'm going to miss seeing you at the station.
No.
But, you know, if you ever need
I'll miss you more. And I know I lean on you heavy, boy. I really do. But you got broad shoulders. And I appreciate everything you do for me. Continue to do for me. Ava, too. Yeah. You know she loves you. And we'll see what the next chapter is, Rashad. You know you'll be in the mix.
I'll be there somewhere. All right. And once again, May 12th, Sharon and I will be...
That's my birthday.
That's
too.
Your birthday.
No, you don't need to get me a gift, Rashad. Nothing too expensive.
Right, nothing too much.
But that is my birthday, and I usually don't even share that publicly.
That's
but
great.
That's my birthday.
Now,
this
is a new day, new year.
You know what? You're right.
That's right. Now you got to have big birthday parties like me.
No, I've never thrown myself a birthday. I've never done that.
We should do a joint birthday party one year.
All right.
And shut down Atlanta.
Let's shut it down.
Yeah.
Just know I'm a Taurus now. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Rashad.
How can people follow you on social media?
Oh, I'm just search for me. It'll pop up. Sharon Reed Live is Instagram. Sharon Reed Host maybe is Twitter. But I'm there. And, you know, just stay tuned because I do try to keep in touch that way.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.